All right. Wow. Welcome back to the Frank Beckman Show. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is set to visit the United States. And during that visit, he has been invited by Speaker John Boehner to address a joint session of Congress. However, the White House now says President Obama will not meet with Prime Minister Netanyahu because it's too close to the Israeli election. Here now to tell us if this is a reasonable excuse or not, and what sort of implications that has on relations and negotiations with Iran is Nathan Diamant, who is the executive director of the Orthodox Union Advocacy Center. Mr. Diamant, welcome to the Frank Beckman Show. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks. Good morning, Kathy.
Well, first of all, I want to make sure I understand what Prime Minister Netanyahu hopes to accomplish during this visit.
Well, just what the Prime Minister has clearly said is he wants to make the case directly to Congress and to the American people. Again, he's made this case before about the threat of Iran and its drive to obtain nuclear weapons and how that poses a threat not only to Israel, but to the United States and the Western world at large, as well as the perspective from Israel about the resurgence of Islamic extremism and violence in the Middle East.
Absolutely. Do you buy the excuse of the elections being problematic for the president to not meet with the prime minister?
I think it's a convenient reason for the White House to use, because frankly, the White House is obviously quite upset that this visit and this potential speech to a joint session of Congress was cooked up by the Speaker of the House together with the Prime Minister's office without any consultation with the White House.
Well, here's my question, though, and maybe this is rhetorical because I think the answer is pretty obvious, but Prime Minister Netanyahu wants to address Congress, again, to talk about security issues and the Iranian nuclear program. Why would the president not want to do the same?
Why would the president not want to address Congress himself?
No, why would he not want to speak with, or hear at least, from Prime Minister Netanyahu about security issues?
I think the White House does not want to help Prime Minister Netanyahu in his reelection campaign. And the Israeli elections are scheduled for March 17th. And the Prime Minister now would be scheduled to be visiting here the first week of March. And it's no secret that there have been some real differences and some real tensions between the Obama White House and the Netanyahu government in Israel. That said, you know, Netanyahu and Obama and also their senior people talk all the time. So it's not like it's a mystery to either the president or to the prime minister what the views are of one another. In fact, I just saw this morning on the news, President Obama gave an interview to a journalist while he's been traveling in India these past few days and was asked about this situation. And the president said, well, Prime Minister Netanyahu has not sufficiently, made an argument to rebut my position that these negotiations with Iran are working. So it's not for a lack of information or the need to discuss things that they're not meeting. It really is a political decision on both sides.
I see. Okay, gotcha. All right. Well, speaking of those negotiations and those discussions, at what stage are the negotiations right now? And is the stance by the White House and the Obama administration putting any people or negotiations or any stage of this into jeopardy?
Well, where we are right now, as we on the outside understand it, is that John Kerry and folks, senior folks in the State Department, have ongoing negotiations with the Iranians. They're doing this. The Americans are doing this together with the Germans, the French, the EU, and the British, and the negotiations are ongoing. The White House and the State Department claim that Iran's development of nuclear materials has been essentially frozen while these negotiations have been going on. There's a lot of argument back and forth about that, and because we don't really know what is Iran doing secretly behind the scenes. There's no real inspection system in place for what they're doing. And in fact, it just came out a few weeks ago that they just brought Iran just brought two nuclear reactors online in Iran, although the claim is that those are nuclear reactors which are built in a way that are exclusively for civilian energy purposes and could not produce weapons type nuclear materials. But we don't really know what's going on beneath those sites or on other secret sites, etc. So it's a real mystery as to whether the administration's claims that Iran's progress towards nuclear weapons are indeed frozen while these negotiations are going on. And the latest thing to happen just yesterday on Capitol Hill is that the senators, both Democrats and Republicans, who were pushing for new legislation to impose a new level of harsh sanctions on Iran, and they wanted to move that legislation now, have, frankly, under White House pressure, backed off and said they're going to wait until the end of March, when this round of negotiations is supposed to conclude, and see whether or not the negotiations are successful or whether they want to move the legislation forward.
And that's kind of convenient, too, because that's after the Israeli elections.
Yes.
So, okay, timing is everything. All righty.
Yes.
Well, Nathan Diament, the executive director of the Orthodox Union Advocacy Center, we certainly appreciate being caught up to speed a little bit on what's going on. It's real difficult, I think, for many of us who are sitting here in Michigan, wondering what's going on, not only in Washington, D.C., but overseas with all of the moving parts of all of this. So we appreciate your time this morning.
Sure, my pleasure. Nice speaking with you, Kathy.
Nice speaking with you, too. And it is time now for our Right Now traffic, where I am happy to be